Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from November 27th through December 3rd. SUNY Oswego State Employees Federated Appeal Campaign and the Oswego State Blue Line Club will host a virtual teddy bear toss. The event will support local families in need this holiday season. The Teddy Bear Toss has been an annual tradition at Laker Hockey Games since 2016. Traditionally, fans tossed stuffed animals on the ice after the Lakers' first goal. The SEFA campaign will continue to collect money and stuffed animals for the United Way of Greater Oswego County and Toys for Tots. From 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, December 4th, men's hockey coach Ed Gosick and Digby will welcome thrown stuffed animals in the parking lot between the Murano Campus Center Arena and Penfield Library for a touch-free drop-off. To buy a bear or make a donation, or for more information on the SEFA campaign, visit oswego.edu/SEFA. Mayor Billy Barlow announced a shoreline protection project to begin along Shore Road on Oswego's east side. Since the implementation of the International Joint Commission's Plan 2014, put into effect in 2017, the residential waterfront neighborhood has become increasingly susceptible to Lake Ontario flooding. The Shore Road neighborhood has suffered extensive flooding and erosion damage in a two-year time period, resulting in an emergency FEMA declaration in 2017. The City of Oswego was awarded $75,000 in funding to repair the damage and prevent future damage from occurring. The upcoming construction will place large riprap stones along a large portion of the neighborhood shoreline, protecting private residences and a small public boat launch. The large stone placed to slightly raise the shoreline will deflect waves, protecting homes while preventing future erosion. Fulton Mayor Dina Michaels discussed lowering the 2021 budget even further before the start of the public hearing during the Common Council meeting Tuesday, December 1st. Michaels said she had plans to further review the budget and make additional reductions by the time it is voted on at the next meeting, December 15th. Michaels expressed her dissatisfaction with the city employee health plan. The city's hospital and medical insurance is currently budgeted for an increase of $389,927 for the upcoming year. Along with asking for additional cuts, Michael is looking to find a different health plan. The changes would amount to about a 0.2% decrease in the tax rate. With the change in the health care alone, Michael said the result would be a 0.16% tax decrease. Mayor Dina Michaels, as chair of the Fulton Community Development Agency, has announced Brad Broadwell as a new executive director for the FCDA. Broadwell, a Fulton native, has worked at all levels of government, driving change through strategic planning and development. In recent years, Broadwell worked as an economic development specialist in Vermont, Maryland, and North Carolina. The Fulton Community Development Agency is a public authority which administers public housing programs. The FCDA is also responsible for administering various city grants, including the Downtown Revitalization Initiative and the Local Waterfront Revitalization Program. Construction crews recently discovered contaminated soil during excavation of the former Wilbur Field as part of the Oswego City School District's capital project. The field is situated between Terrell Street and Buck Boulevard next to the Frederick Layton High School in Oswego. According to Superintendent Dr. Mathis Calvin III, the issue was discovered when crews were creating a stormwater management floodplain in that area. Calvin noted that as soon as crews made the discovery, the area was secured and the district began developing plans for remediation efforts to prioritize the health and safety of the community. For additional information about district's plans for remediation, please visit www.oswego.org/capital project to access a fact document regarding the discovery. Mayor Dina Michaels asks Fulton residents to join her for the 2020 Fulton Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony on December 9th at 5 p.m. For COVID-19 safety reasons, this year's ceremony will be held both virtually or by drive-by viewing only. Residents can drive down the southbound lane of South First Street to view the tree, carolers, city fire trucks and lights, wave to Santa, and get free candy canes. Residents will not be allowed out of their cars. To view online, please go to Facebook Live at facebook.com/FultonParksandRec. On December 3, 2020, State Police in Pulaski responded to a reported drowning at the New York State DEC fishing access in the town of Albion. Troopers located 76-year-old Keith M. Leonard from Oneida, New York, deceased from an apparent drowning while fishing in the Salmon River. Investigations have determined Leonard was attempting to cross a river when he was swept downriver and subsequently drowned. The New York State Police were assisted by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Police, Oswego County Sheriff's Department, and Northern Oswego County Ambulance. Oswego County Sheriff Don Hilton and the Oswego County Sheriff's Office want to hear from residents as they draft the State of New York Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Plan. On June 12, 2020, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued Executive Order No. 203, requiring each local government in New York State to adopt a policing reform plan by April 1, 2021. The plan must include the appropriate role of the police while allowing the police to do their jobs to protect the public. The Oswego County Sheriff's Office has created a committee to help draft a plan that will be represented to both the public and the Oswego County Legislature. The Sheriff's Office is asking for public comment so they can learn from the community as they review the current relationship between residents and the Oswego County Sheriff's Office. The public comment period is open until December 21, 2020. The comments will assist the Sheriff's Office and the committee with drafting their plan. The public can email the comments to ocsd.sheriff@oswegocounty.com or mail to Oswego County Sheriff's Office in care of Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Plan, 39 Churchill Road, Oswego, New York, 13126. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site, Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.